Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center, San Diego. We will begin this morning with a word of prayer. Lord, we love you on this morning. Help us to understand your word. We are walking and drawing closer to you, Lord. Reveal yourself more and more unto us that we may know who you are and know who we are in you. May you bless us on today. Bless all the listeners. Bless their families. Bless their minds. Bless their livelihoods. In the name of Jesus, just be with us all. And you said you'll never leave us and never forsake us, Lord. And we know that your word is good unto us. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's begin. You know, first I wanted to start off a little bit by saying, I know everybody has been watching the news and heard about the Ray Rice case about domestic violence, and it is nothing new to many of us. There's a lot of people that have endured domestic violence and been around it, myself included. And so we pray for every family, every person that has been involved with domestic violence at any time, because it is a very treacherous and confusing, and it's not a good thing. So we just keep everybody in mind that has gone through that, and we say prayers to everyone that has endured that, and maybe that are going through it right now, God forbid. But there is a way out in Christ. There is a way to get to safety. And I pray that God shows you a way. He said he will make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. And I just pray for everyone that is enduring that or have endured it in the times past. In Jesus' name, amen. So let's look at John chapter 3, starting with verse 22. It is John the Baptist talking to his disciples, and that conversation goes on from John chapter 3 verse 22 through 36, but we're just going to read two verses from that segment of scriptures, verse 26 and verse 30. Verse 26 reads, "And they came unto John," John's disciples came unto him, "and said unto him, Rabbi, he that was with thee beyond Jordan, to whom thou bearest witness, behold, the same baptizeth, and all men come to him." In verse 30, "He must decrease," this is John talking back to his disciples, "he must increase, but I must decrease." This group of scriptures is John's disciples coming to him, talking to him about Jesus and saying, you know, they've been following John in the repentance of baptism. Now Jesus has come and he is also baptizing. Not he himself, we'll find that in another scripture, but he himself did not baptize, but his disciples, Jesus's disciples, are baptizing. And I think John's disciples are getting a little bit, I'm going to give liberty to what I'm saying, a little bit either jealous or a little bit insecure or a little bit confused about, well, who are we supposed to be following and how is this working? Well, now we have more than one person baptizing. And John is saying in verse 30, he must increase, meaning Jesus must increase, but I must decrease. Let's go quickly over to Ecclesiastes, and we're going to read a couple of verses there. Ecclesiastes 11 through 15, we're going to read that quickly. It says, "He hath made everything beautiful in his time, God has made. Also, he hath set the world," means eternity, "in their heart, except that no man find out the work that God doeth from beginning to end. I know that there is no good in them," meaning it doesn't mean that there's no good. It means that there is nothing better for man, but for a man to rejoice and to do good in his life, and also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor. It is the gift of God. I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, means nothing can be added, nor anything taken away from it. And God doeth it, that men should fear before him. That which hath been is now, and that which is to be hath already been. And God requireth that which is past. Means God is holding people accountable for what has already been done. And so I bring those scriptures up because John's disciples, it was a season and timing for John to be on the scene to prepare the way for Jesus. Now the season is ending, that timing is ending, and Jesus is on the rise. There are many things in our lives that are very seasonal. And there are many things that we need to take opportunity when we have the time presents itself to seize the opportunity. And then there's other times that we can be responding out of season. And we have to be really careful about operating out of our time and trying to hold on to things that have already passed. They're already gone. And just like it says in verse 11 of Ecclesiastes 3, it says, he hath made everything beautiful in his time. In his time. Relationships with friends in its time. Things that you are doing, maybe even in ministry, in its time. And say it's time for you to like transition to greater or something else within a ministry or something else in your life concerning your learning or concerning your relationships with people. We have a tendency to hold on to people where they don't grow because we are afraid that they will be okay without us. And that is the situation with John and his disciples. They were living like everything was so exciting and he was baptizing. They were part of something awesome and great. Well, now the season is changing and they're struggling with it. They're struggling with it. And that's what we do. Which brings me to a word, enable. Enable means to supply with means, knowledge, or opportunity to make able, to permit or to allow. There are seasons for allowing certain things. And then there are seasons that no longer applies, and we got to know to come out of that season and turn the page on our life. And that's what John needed to do. He said, I must decrease so Jesus can increase. It's like that with our children. We enable them, we provide them opportunity while they're growing up, but when it comes time, we must let go so they can grow and move on. It's the same way in management. Teach your employees that what you know. Tell them things. So why? So they can grow and develop and you can move on and they can move on. We don't enable to cripple or to stagnate, to keep things stagnant. We need to move on and to progress. And in scripture, all throughout the Bible, God is mobile. He doesn't change in his nature and who he is in his character. But I'm gonna tell you, the circumstances and the things that happen in life do change. They change. The opportunities change, the circumstances change, positions change. Change is constant, is the only constant here. Our nature and our character shouldn't change. But when you wake up tomorrow, there will be something different. And we have to learn how to adjust to that difference. I'm going to stop here today. May you be blessed and have a wonderful day. In Jesus' name, join me on tomorrow. Bye-bye.